This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Arvini Baraj.
Producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hola.
We are talking about Friday. How about Try-Day? If your company allowed you one day a week to learn or to try something new, what would you choose to do? We're asking for your feedback to let us know. We've had psychology so they can manipulate their members of staff with the HR. We've had baristas, people wanting to learn about digital marketing, people wanting to do acting classes, jewellery workshops, all kinds of stuff. Let us know what your thoughts are. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio, because taking time away to do these other kind of skills has been shown to improve things like efficiency. It injects energy into work. It delivers some of the best ideas. These are all things that you should be taking away and learning from. Mm-hmm. Now, with that out of the way, we're going to move on to story number two. Quantum computing was in the news quite a little bit this year. In fact, I think it started sometime towards the end of last year when I believe it was China who first announced that they got quantum computing up and running.
Yep.
By firing things up into space. Well, Amazon have brought it back down to earth a little bit, from what I understand.
Yeah, they want to make it more accessible. So they are offering quantum computing services on its new platform called Braket that it just launched. And we don't talk a lot about quantum computing because, one, we still don't understand how powerful it could potentially be. And two, it still sounds like something in the distant future because of how powerful, just because of how big it is and the kind of equipment that it uses. The servers themselves look like something out of a Ridley Scott film. Like it's got wires and cables, it's massive. And then you got people to look like actual scientists, like from movies with lab coats.
White lab coats.
Working on the computers themselves. So to make it more accessible, Amazon is offering the service to the public. In a nutshell, at its core, quantum computing is basically extremely powerful systems that could do the work of thousands of today's processors and supercomputers in a fraction of the time. Google said it successfully made a calculation that would take the world's most powerful supercomputer 10,000 years with its 54-qubit Sycamore quantum computer. That's how powerful it is. The biggest obstacles are it's bulky, the hardware is expensive, and it is not accessible because most people just don't understand how it works.
Right.
So you need actual data scientists or computer scientists to work these things and figure out how to implement it in like on a more accessible, more mainstream level. But
so as we're going forwards, we're going backwards in the way that...
Kind of, yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah. We're going back to those, you know, when the computers had those reels and...
Roll them out of airplanes when they... A 1 megabyte hard drive that was the size of a semi-detached house.
Yeah. So Amazon's even making its own lab in Caltech, I think. So they have a physical lab just for quantum computing with its own equipment and stuff, because that's the kind of space it needs to work on these things. And then it uses its AWS servers to back up the technology itself. There's no way for the public to have like that much access, but using its servers, because Amazon's AWS servers are so vast and so big, it's able to give you access and just play around with it and get yourself familiar, see what you can do and stuff. It's designed to let us get some hands-on experience with qubits and quantum circuits. You can build and test your circuits in a simulated environment and let them run on an actual quantum computer. So it's interesting for a few reasons, mainly because quantum computing will be just, you know, computing in the future by default. It's always been the next big leap in computing. It's just not there yet.
Yeah.
Because once you have power like this that's accessible on a wide scale to the public, then you pretty much change the way the world works. Like everything that's on a computer will be faster, bigger, capable of things that are pretty much like impossible today. So now you have the big tech guys, like the big tech companies sort of working towards making that happen. You have Microsoft working on quantum, obviously. And then Amazon giving people access through their server farms. And then, like I said, the thing with Caltech. So pretty much like in like long story short, Amazon working on the distant future today.
So they're saying that they're making it available to the public, but you have to use data scientists as the middlemen to kind of, I'm guessing, feed in the data to these quantum computers.
Yeah.
What exactly are the public going to use it for? For just a bit of fun for now? For testing out
So the way it's explained, the stuff that this comes from The Verge, actually, it says that it sounds like pretty limited affair where you will mean Amazon's corporate customers and where service means the ability to experiment by running simulations on a set of existing quantum computers from partners D-Wave, IonQ, and Rigetti. IonQ is also Microsoft Azure quantum partner. So to me, that sounds like nothing but jargon.
Right.
It looks like a few words just strung together. Like I cannot make sense of any of that stuff. But the Amazon and the people who are interested, I guess that means something for them. Like they will be able to play around that space.
Okay.
I think all they want to do is, besides the computer scientists and all, they are basically crowdsourcing at this point. They want you to access it. They want to see how much it works with the public.
Got it.
Yeah, how heavy, what kind of a load their servers can take.
They're doing it like... Okay, we're making this available to you.
Mm-hmm.
See what you can do with it,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing is what the idea is, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing that people did with complex websites, like back then. They would have like a open source server, then everyone can just go in and tweak around, see if there were breaches and, you know, any leaks or stuff to patch up. And then they would just make a better system. I think that's where Amazon is at the moment, like super early stages, but... also where we should be heading and are heading with our next step of computing and everything digital, basically.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We've got music up from the Cranberries with Just My Imagination. Of course, we are talking about if your company allowed you one day a week to learn or to try something new, what would you do? We've had suggestions about people wanting to study psychology. We've had people wanting to attend training all about digital marketing. People want to be baristas, learn a new language, learn music. What would you do given that option? Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. When we come back, final story of the day before we wrap up is why aren't there background checks on dating apps? Something we'll be talking about in just a few minutes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.